The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Elon Musk, thinking small as usual, has plans to meld brains with computers. The latest on his new startup, Neuralink.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing with news on the Elon Musk ambition front. He has officially announced and confirmed plans for his newest company called Neuralink. He will be the CEO of the startup that aims to merge computers with brains so that humans can one day engage in consensual telepathy. Here to explain what that is the Wall Street Journal's Rolf Winkler, joining us on the line from San Francisco. Hi, Rolf.
Hi, Tanya.
There's a lot to unpackage here. We always talk on this podcast about how big Elon Musk's goals are for Tesla. This takes it to another level. Consensual telepathy. Walk us through that. What does Neuralink basically want to develop here?
We want to do this in a 5-minute interview, right? Let's see how we do. The idea is, let's start from where we are today, which is we're all addicted to our smartphones. Elon Musk makes the argument when we're thinking about artificial intelligence and how he wants to sort of merge us with robots that we already are cyborgs, he says. There's a lot of your brain that you've basically outsourced to your smartphone. We are completely addicted to them, and there's a reason. Our brain chemistry is literally rewiring itself to depend on these devices. He goes further. He says, well, okay, if we're going to depend on them anyway, we might as well make it efficient. Right now, your output, your ability to output through your phone is very, very slow. You have to type with two thumbs. So what if you could communicate with it directly? The idea, broadly, you would be able to communicate with computers of the future, whatever they are.
Wow. But looking into the more immediate future, what would some more realistic applications of Neuralink's technology look like in the short term? Where would the tech start?
This is crucial because this is the only way they get to that future, the crazy future you're laying out. The early use for this technology is medical. The possibility for inserting electrodes into the brain to cure brain disease, to help with memory loss, paralysis, epilepsy, these kinds of things, because we already have technologies that help. We have something called deep brain stimulation that helps with Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. That's sort of dumb. That's a dumb interface. If you could create a smarter interface that could take feedback from your brain as opposed to just sending a pulse into it, which is what the deep brain stimulation does, maybe you could cure some more advanced diseases. That's incredibly important here because you're not exactly going to get the FDA to approve human trials for a cognitive enhancement device.
Right.
You need to have some sort of medical use first to test this thing and to develop the technology. And he says that could come in 4 years. Now, Elon is famous for setting aggressive time schedules, sure, that he misses by a mile, but he then tends to hit them later on in many cases.
He's spoken a lot about the dangers of being left behind by the advancements of artificial intelligence. Can you talk a little bit about his thoughts on that? Because it's interesting and perhaps further sets the scene for this ambitious new project.
Yeah, what he says, and I'll read you a quote from his interview. He said, what I came to realize in recent years, the last couple years, is that AI is obviously going to surpass human intelligence by a lot. And there's some risk at that point that something bad happens, something that we can't control, that humanity can't control after that point, et cetera. You know, he's saying, you know, if the AI superintelligence is coming, it might as well be really, really well distributed because you have a lot of people with this power. He went on, he said, essentially, if everyone's from planet Krypton, that's great. But if you only have one Superman and Superman has the personality of Hitler, then we've got a problem. Let's try and get a functional AI that can be distributed among a wide swath of humanity to affect, combat, or to beat, to get ahead of the rise of the machine. That is his animating fear. But, you know, he also thinks that this is going to be really positive besides being able to output more quickly to your phone. The crazier stuff he talked about was he called consensual telepathy. Now, what that means basically is if we have a neural interface, if I have one, and Tanya, you have one, and they can talk to each other, why do we need language? Why do we need words? If the computer inside my brain can communicate a picture to the computer inside your brain, then maybe we don't need language. Maybe
right.
We can communicate much more effectively.
Right.
Just beaming photos back and forth between each other, exchanging information at a much higher bandwidth. That's the other crazy out there thought that he has described here.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Rolf Winkler about Elon Musk's new startup, Neuralink. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. So ultimately, this seems to be something that is emerging quickly. Facebook announced similar ambitions. The F8 Developer Conference gave us talk on brain-computer interface. This is a tech that's moving fast, as they all do. The question always becomes, can it keep up with Facebook's ambitions, with Elon Musk's ambitions? That's the constant question, that balance. And this kind of takes it to a new level. I just wonder where that balance lies.
Sure, these are very powerful companies. I don't know if Neuralink is a very powerful company. They've only got 8 people to start.
And they're hiring, apparently.
they're hiring. They now have a new website. The website is one page, basically, showing all of the open positions in case you've got a really heavy engineering background, neuroscience background, you can work with very advanced technologies, then, go hit them up. You mentioned Facebook and Google and some of these other companies. What's actually kind of unique there, if you'll permit me all that long windup.
Please.
All the other big companies, Google, Facebook, they all kind of want to be innovative. They all want to kind of recreate the old Xerox PARC that had all of these innovations that helped lead to the computer revolution we have today. None of them, I'm thinking off the top of my head, have done really that well. Google X, a lot of great ideas, not a lot of things actually delivered out of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Regina Dugan, who's leading Building 8 for Facebook and who made these comments, she was also at Google running something called ATAP, which was another secretive lab. She was going to come out with a whole bunch of really revolutionary technologies. They launched some things, but nothing you've heard of, nothing that's meaningful, nothing that's going to get, that got much traction. So the big companies have a lot of these ambitions. What makes Elon Musk pretty impressive is that he delivers. Tesla and SpaceX have confronted major doubters over the years.
Mm-hmm.
One is actually delivering electric vehicles. The other one has actually put rockets in the air and returned them to Earth to then relaunch them now. He's actually good at accomplishing hard science.
That's true. This is all very fascinating stuff, and I thank you so much for sharing it with us. Rolf Winkler, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Tanya.
That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For now, I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York City. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.